This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Graduation season is upon us. There are caps and gowns, there's pomp and circumstance, and of course, there are the celebrity commencement speakers. This year, Sean Diddy Combs is one of them. He got an invite from Howard University here in Washington to address graduates and to pick up an honorary degree. And that's drawn no small share of criticism, in part because Diddy dropped out of Howard back in 1990. But Christina Coleman with the website Global Grind says even though he didn't graduate, it's important to hear what Combs has to say.
Moguls, icons, and millionaires like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates were all welcomed back to their unofficial alma maters after dropping out of school. But Combs, who many readily accept to host a party or give a shout-out, is somehow shelled out of the realm of successful individuals who have made it without higher education. America, you can't be that selective. If we are to teach hip-hop in universities, we can certainly have one of its most successful moguls speak to our students, no? What makes Combs' story so special wasn't his rise to the top as a dropout. It's his rise to the top as a black man who dropped out. And frankly, if we're to compare Jobs, Gates, and Combs, let's get one thing clear. Their starting points were not the same. There's this thing called privilege. Combs perfected the art of business, his Sean John clothing line, the unprecedented Revolt TV, the Vote or Die campaign that bolstered the numbers of young voter registration and led to Barack Obama's presidential win. Howard University is still at the helm of that success. Isn't demonizing and excluding Combs from academia for his musical content or because he didn't make his money as a lawyer or doctor a nuanced way to say this subset of black culture isn't good enough for Howard University? Howard does need someone suggesting to its African-American graduates that he couldn't have made it without the knowledge he acquired at the esteemed college. And possibly, insight to navigating this faux post-racial world as educated black people. And for that, I'm certain Bill Gates and Steve Jobs couldn't provide any insight or advice.
You can read Christina Coleman's entire essay at marketplace.org.